That's Banner's Hot 91.
Al's Crap Gossip, where you don't miss a thing.
I absolutely love this story that's surfaced today.
Yes.
Married at First Sight, apparently in the works, is a celebrity version of Married at First Sight. Dickie Wilkins, Richard Wilkins, has revealed that he's been approached and was offered a staggering amount of money to star in the show. There's a guy I don't reckon needs to go and Married at First Sight.
Dickie's doing all right.
He has a little black book as big as the telephone directory.
But so is this two celebrities getting married?
Well,
so is it like, you know, is Richard Wilkins standing there and then, you know,
I don't know,
Sandra Sully comes down the aisle?
I guess
I'm not sure if Sandra's married or not, but
know.
Is it a celebrity marrying a like a punter?
I don't know.
I've got so many questions.
He didn't elaborate further, but yeah. The network is workshopping a celebrity version of the show to see if it's.
I've got to tell you,
I would love it.
I reckon I might watch that.
I would love it, especially if Richard Wilkins was in it.
Especially if it's the same like lame level of celebrities I get for things like The Apprentice. Like that would be nothing short
Imagine
of amazing.
That. Irene from Home and Away.
That's what I reckon you want. That's what you want. You want a punter like us marrying a celebrity,
yeah.
And they don't know.
Yes.
So you know, I want some 38-year-old nail technician from Wootulla getting out of the limo and standing there as Matt Preston from MasterChef.
Yeah.
That's what you want.
This has got to happen.
That's what everybody wants to watch.
Yeah, come on Channel 9. Make it happen.
Get it organised.
That would be great.
That is the dream. If there's any way I can help, if I can kick in some money or some time, this show needs to happen.
What is it called? Crowdfunding. We need to start
that.
Oh,
there's the Kickstarter you want.
Yeah.
I want to see a bloke get out of a limo and then standing at the other end of the aisle is Bouncer from Neighbours. The Labrador. I want this to happen.
I don't know how excited you will be about this, because I don't know if you're a big...
Not as excited as Celebrity Married at First Sight. I'll give you the tip.
I don't know if you're a big fan of Avatar. That was 13 years ago.
Yeah.
But the director, James Cameron, has finally given fans their first proper look at the sequel called Avatar, The Way of Water.
And then I think we get another one every year for like the next 5 years. He's made like
that
seven.
Far away.
Something bizarre, yeah.
Yeah. So it was huge, especially if you walked into Harvey Norman or somewhere and it was always the go-to movie
what,
on the TV.
Because we were talking to our mate the Gymster about this today in the office.
Yeah.
Avatar, it's almost like it's the highest grossing movie of all time.
Is it?
But it never gets mentioned. You know, it seems to have had absolutely no impact on popular culture. Like, we've been talking about Top Gun today. Top Gun is a movie that gets regularly mentioned, it gets parodied, it gets, you know, lines from the movie people say all the time. That's a movie that's had an effect on, like, popular culture. Avatar came, made $2 billion, and then just kind of disappeared. It's never on telly. Mm. Do you ever see it on telly ever?
No.
You're right. It was only ever designed basically to show how clear tellies were at Harvey Norman.
So
it was basically
Sam Worthington, Zoe Saldana and Sigourney Weaver are returning alongside new stars Kate Winslet, Jermaine Clement and Edie Falco.
Edie Falco, great actress.
So, yes, so if you're an Avatar fan, that's one to look forward to. We did quickly mention yesterday about Meghan Markle's movie, or no, it was a series
Pearl.
For Netflix called Pearl, which has been officially cancelled. She's not giving up. She and her production company don't see it as the end of the road, and they are reviewing the project to see where else it could find a home.
Mate, this is a girl who dated a prince, they broke up, and then got back together. Do you think Megan gives up when she wants something?
So, yeah, well, good on her. I mean, she put
like I said yesterday, the actual idea of the show, it sounds like a really solid idea for a show. I think it'd be a really good show for little kids, especially little girls, to watch. So hopefully it does
happen. Maybe Amazon Prime or Apple or someone pick it up. Who knows?
By the other streaming giants? Yeah. Watch this space.
Al's Crap Gossip.
Celebrity Maths.